Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thanks for spending some of your morning with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack. You can follow us on Twitter. X, Mike is at MPJohnson78. Bo is at Squidbilly929. Myself, Ali Mack, I'm at Ali Mack Radio. All of us together, our forces combined at 929 Morning Shift.
Captain Planet.
We're about to get to the ranking of the top 20 most important players, but I definitely want to remind you that the fellas here had a chance to talk with Ryan Blaney yesterday, which we're going to play at 840. Bo, I know Blaney's your guy. It seems like he lived up to everything you thought he would be.
Yeah, he was awesome. And he was kind of what he's been in interviews with people that, you know, he does interviews with daily. Not daily, but weekly. He does something on the SiriusXM channel weekly, and that's kind of who he was. He was loose with us. He answered really thorough, but he's my dude, and I was a little bit worried because I don't like interviewing people. So it's different for me with the Falcons because you're around them all the time, and you kind of, you know, I don't know why, but it's really different with me with the Atlanta sports teams now. NASCAR is something that I'm away from, and I don't cover as much, maybe once, twice a year.
Right.
And so the fan in me is still alive there, right? And so if, for me, as someone who's a Blaney fan, has all this Blaney stuff, I've got, you know, the diecast championship car, the shirts, the all that. If he was a jerk, it would have, like, really thrown me off.
Destroyed you.
He's
become somewhat of the face of NASCAR, honestly. There was a younger push 10 years ago with a lot of younger drivers. He was one of them, him, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, you know, the list goes on. And he was part of that. And now he's won a championship, and he's had the model wife and, like, all kinds of things going on with him. He's kind of become the face of NASCAR because he does, you know, do so well in interviews, and he's very personable. So it was so cool to catch up with him, and obviously previewing next week's Quaker State 400 available at Walmart at the Echo Chamber.
Well, so you guys were both fired up this morning about that interview, so I'm excited to hear it. That is coming up at 8:40. Right now we're diving back into the top 20 most important players on the Falcons this season, according to Mike and Bo. You guys ran through 20 through 16 before. It was Warner, Anderson, Hughes, Ebiketie, and Rook. So now we're moving on to the 15th place. Who do you have there?
At 15, drum roll, please. We have James Pierce.
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't find one.
I was like, the dramatic effect is gone, man.
Well,
the dramatic effect is gone.
As usual, I do everything in chicken scratch, and instead of rewriting them out in the order, I just put the number beside them. Look, James Pierce is the 26th overall pick for this team. He's 2026 his first round pick, essentially. You need performance from him. Like, you need him to get some sacks. He's an important player for this defense because I think Jalen Walker is going to do a plethora of things, including coming off the edge and stopping the run. But to me, James Pierce's designated role is pass rusher.
Yeah.
So it's very important that he can get there. He's a guy that led the SEC in pressures the last 2 years. He's very polished when it comes to an edge rusher. And so his growth will be in other areas, but I need him as an edge rusher first and foremost.
Yeah, and I think the difficulty I have with this one, and Allie, as we talked about earlier, I did not include James Pierce in my initial list of top 20. But once we kind of got down to it and started breaking it down, I gave on the James Pierce conversation. And the one thing I started realizing was, you know, Bo had a lot more defensive linemen that was edge rushers included than I did in my top 20 list. And I think what happened, I became a victim of just watering things down where it's like a lot of names you feel like you're relying on for the sack totals instead of just one, you know, incredible edge rusher. So, yeah, he lands there at 15. I think that if he can have a great year, it obviously does send you over to the edge. I don't think I'm necessarily relying on him, but I think when you talked about the most important players, if he is able to get statistically where you want him to be in terms of being a first-round edge rusher, then yes, this team is probably playoff bound if James Pierce is getting 8 sacks.
Okay. Well, let's move on to 14th place.
14 for me is a really, really big one, and I struggled not ranking him higher. That's Caleb McGarry. He's a starting right tackle, and he has been one of those guys that has been in the crosshairs of Falcons fans for years now. He has a lot of good traits to me in terms of being a right tackle, and that is in run blocking. He has been suspect in the passing game, and I think a lot of people, you know, point to the fact that it's a left-handed quarterback now, and he's the blindside guy, and he struggles with heavy feet at time in pass protection, and he got exposed by T.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney a year ago. I think he's gotten better every year, and we've talked about this numerous times here about Caleb McGarry. I think he's gotten better every single year. I still think that he does need help from time to time. And needs chip blocks and, you know, tight ends next to him. So do most right tackles against T.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney and some of the other pieces. He gives you so much upside in the run game, though. But, again, most important players, guys, you need to step up to the plate if you're going to make a run at the playoffs. Caleb McGarry landing at 14 to me was a no-brainer.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a big Caleb McGarry guy, much more than most people in this city. And to me, He did have his best year last year, but the bottom line is that you need him with the blind side being his best version. And I don't know how much longer he's going to be here. This is the last year of his deal, if I'm not mistaken. But you everything else is pretty solid on that offensive line. I think the biggest question mark is how does Newsel step in? But we saw how he played last year in 8 games, and can McGarry hold up with what people make a big deal about the blind side? Which to me, I think that's kind of changed in NFL.
I think it is.
I don't think
you're going to move the spot a lot.
Not to mention, it's not like Penix is a sitting duck. This whole thing that he can't move is so ridiculous and a false narrative.
I hear it being said both ways. I hear that he can't move, and then some people think he's a dual threat quarterback. It's like, no, man. He's probably been a little bit of both throughout his time in college.
He was at Indiana a dual threat quarterback, and then in Washington he was a pocket passer. So to me, I think he can do it. I just don't think he's not going to do it a ton because of those injuries that he had.
All right. Coming in 13th place, who do you have?
I have at 13, Chris Lindstrom. Is that not correct? Is that not what you have? Yeah.
I've got.
We have a mix up.
Yeah. I've got A.J. Terrell.
No, you have A.J. Terrell in the top 10 at.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
AJ Terrell is 4.
Yeah, sorry about
that. Yeah, 4.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Chris Lindstrom at 13, and he goes hand in hand with McGarry. That McGarry is better when Chris Lindstrom's in there, and Lindstrom doesn't step on McGarry's foot. But they are a tandem. Those guys have played together, other than a few games when one or two was injured, their entire careers. And with Lindstrom in there, your offensive line he's an all pro. It's instantly better with Lindstrom in there. The interior with Lindstrom and Bergeron and how they affect the center position is huge. And one thing I learned very quickly from a quarterback, not an offensive line, but a quarterback, and I think the offensive line would back me up, is the pocket alley is designed to where the middle holds up and the tackles push the edge rushers around the quarterback. And if the middle holds their ground, you can step up into the pocket. 100%. And make throws and sometimes escape.
And that's why you see sometimes there's a couple of different ways of doing it. You'll have guys that will double team the nose and make sure that middle of the pocket is absolutely, you know, stout. But there's also guys like Chris Lindstrom that will go to his right, help out Caleb McGarry, and then clean out whoever the center is playing against. So you create that kind of step-up lane that a lot of quarterbacks like to throw through.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's move on to 12th place.
This is tough. We have Younghoe Koo at number 12, and he could have been higher or lower. Don't know what to expect out of Younghoe Koo, right? But I think I think it goes without saying that your kicker has to be spot on. We, last couple of years, Younghoe Koo has cost us games. He's won games over the course of his career, but the kicking spot has lost you games as well. And you go back to just some of the big kicks that you don't necessarily expect him to make, but Younghoe Koo in his prime probably would have. And so if he can step up to the plate, I feel comfortable putting Younghoe Koo right there at number 12. I think right there in the middle of this top 20 list is kind of where he belongs.
Arguably, I think he might be too low on the list. As in, like, 12, he should be higher than 12, like maybe 8 or 9. But you can't blame an entire game on one kick. You really can't. You just, that's just not how it is. There's so many. There's 5 to 7 plays that win football games in the NFL every week.
And coming in at the 11th spot, this is the last one we have time for.
It's Darnell Mooney. He completely allowed Drake London to kind of be separated. That and more the most competent quarterback play you've gotten, even with that stretch. He's an everything guy. He's a yak guy. He's a stretch to field guy. You can use him in the middle there. You know, he's very reliable. At times, at Kirk Cousins, when he was running it, he just used him to make a really big catch, like against Tampa Bay on Thursday night. Go up, climb that ladder, go make that catch. He was even used in that Washington game, but that didn't connect, where they needed, you know, you needed a big out route, right, where he's crossing the field because of his speed, and you got to connect with him. He makes the passing game very dangerous.
Yeah, 2 years ago you drafted Bijan Robinson to become more explosive offensively, but then you went and signed Mac Hollins and Scotty Miller and traded for Van Jefferson and tried to piecemeal together a wide receiver core. Didn't work. So you went and signed Darnell Mooney, a guy you know can take the top off the thing. All of a sudden your offense is more explosive than it's ever been. So you love what you see in Darnell Mooney and what he brings to that wide receiver core. So I think he fits perfectly right there at number 11.
Well, we still have the top 10 to reveal of the top 20 most important players on the Falcons this season, according to Mike and Bo. If you want to check the numbers 20 through 11, they're available on Twitter at 929MorningShift. And coming up next, we've got the conversation that Bo and Mike had with NASCAR driver Ryan Blaney. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.